This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, let's read a couple of these. Lucas just put it up on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page. Has playoff Jimmy been a disappointment? Getting a good number of votes. I just voted no, and that brings it to a dead even heat of 50-50. Let me read a couple of these on the Boxer Anderson Work Injury Attorney's text line.
Do it.
I think these are crazy. I think these are absolutely disrespectful, to be honest with you. 408, Mark, it's because this team needs to show more effort and want to. They are capable of beating Minnesota. Yep, the Warriors aren't trying now. They're not trying hard enough.
Okay. What else?
415, I think it's totally fair. These guys are supposed to be professionals. They make millions of dollars, and they deserve every criticism they get. Okay, so now they're unprofessional, and because NBA players make a lot of money, then we should criticize them when they are completely hamstrung, hampered, and totally under-equipped.
Well, Jimmy's not. I mean, Jimmy's out there playing.
Yes, they're right. All allowed to go play. They're all allowed to go play. Right. I think has anyone seen someone look they're not trying?
I mean, late in that third quarter, it looked like that they had kind of lost their will to compete. And that it was a small sample, and I would not indict any individual or the team. They gave up a 17-0 run. They were down 20. It was late third, and I kind of sensed that the Warriors had a little bit of that feeling of like, well, this one's getting away from us. And you know what?
I did.
That's
too.
Pro sports, and I don't know if it led to them not trying, quote-unquote. So, no, I would not say that, which is why I answered the question, has Jimmy Butler been a disappointment? My answer is no. He's been fine. He's not been, I don't think, spectacular as you. I think that's the word. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you said.
Well, I'm looking at the whole experience.
You're right.
I'm not
right.
Judging this man on the last 3 games.
I'm not either.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think a lot of people are.
The question is playoff Jimmy.
Yep.
Has playoff Jimmy been a disappointment? And if I had to answer yes or no, the answer is no. It's not an emphatic no. It certainly isn't a yes. He has not been disappointing. And you highlighted it very well, game 4, where the rebound that he snatched and the performance he had in that game If they lose that game, they're in real trouble in that series, I believe. And, you know, it turned out they needed that win and just one more to get the job done. So that was a Jimmy Butler performance for the ages, which would lead me to say, no, he's not been a disappointment, but I do want to see him do something tonight that he didn't do in game four.
I want to see him score 60, but I'm not going to, if he comes up short of willing an entire team of young kind of maybe role player-ish people, if he comes short of grabbing all of them and going to Minnesota on one day's rest and beating who I think is one of the best teams in the NBA, who is young and completely healthy, am I going to call them a disappointment or unprofessional or lacking effort or all of these things? And listen, maybe I'm hearing the minority out there. I don't know. I don't know. We get caught in that because we're in an echo chamber that has, like, obviously the people who have something negative to say are the ones who are often compelled to say something, to text a radio show or call a radio show. But I just think that it's crazy. I think it's crazy, honestly. Like, I'm not saying you can't assess athletes. You don't need, who was the PhD who called Steiny and Goo, to know that Brandon Pajemski's cold like an ice bucket right now.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
That's true, and Moses Moody has totally lost his way. That's not analysis. Those are facts. That's just a statement that we all can see. But does that make them unprofessional? Lacking effort?
Yeah, that's not the way I see
mean,
it.
I mean, what are we doing to these guys? They lost their steering wheel.
Right, but Jimmy Butler is a guy, in my opinion, who needs to step up. If he goes out tonight and shoots the ball 9 times in a loss, that will be disappointing. If Jimmy Butler does not try to exert his will on Minnesota and do all he can to try to score because of what you just described. Like, who's their number two scorer right now? They don't have one. It's Buddy from three, if he's open, if he's hot. It's JK off the bench and the ha-ha, and he's going to attack the basket. Beyond that, you need Jimmy Butler to go out there and shoot the ball a lot. You need him to get to the foul line. You need him aggressive. You need him to attack. So if he goes out and shoots 8 or 9 times tonight, I would be disappointed.
Understood. But what if I responded to that this way? Who else do you think also knows that Jimmy Butler needs to shoot the ball 25 times tonight?
Well, Minnesota, fine.
Correct.
But doesn't mean he can't get open. No. Doesn't mean he can't get his.
It kind of does. Like, I mean, like, if 5 guys are like, let's just go focus on him, and then we'll make the guy with the floppy hair out there shoot a 3 because he's only hit 3 buckets in the last week. Or if Moody comes in, yeah, let him shoot. Or GP2, let him shoot. Let's just put all 5 of our guys on Jimmy Butler, including 7-foot Rudy Gobert, 4-time DPOY. Why can't they do that? Because that's what they're doing.
Well, they can. He'll go by Rudy Gobert.
Right, but there's then Naz Reid is waiting for him. Or Jaden McDaniels is waiting for him. Do you want Jimmy? This, like, what if I asked it to you this way? You want him to force it?
Yes, okay. I want him to force
and
it.
And I think that's
I want him to force
that's
the
a
action.
Fair answer.
As opposed
it's
to,
not going to go well.
Well, you don't know that.
I mean,
as opposed to the alternative, which is not force it and rely on lesser players to try to carry the load. I want to see him force it. And I know Jimmy doesn't do that. I make the smart basketball play, and, you know, I go back to game 5 against Houston, where he went 2-for-10, and they got motorboated in that game where he was mostly ineffective. Well, now you don't have Steph Curry, so for me, you don't have the luxury of deferring to lesser players.
888-957-9570. I don't also think that passing the ball out to guys for an open 3 is deferring. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I feel like I hear basketball analysis and people think that it's 5 individuals on the floor, and then we get to pick and choose who we want to go shoot the basketball. And the game doesn't work that way. It's 5 people who are all working together in order to get an open shot. You can't just select who shoots ahead of time. You can do that sometimes when there's like 5 seconds on the clock. You can be like, here, Kobe, go try to force a shot. Sure, maybe, but like, I mean, remember the play where the Warriors needed a 3-point? I forget who were they playing against, where they needed a 3 with like 2 seconds to go, and they designed a play for Buddy. Remember they threw it across court?
Instead of Steph.
Instead of Steph. And why did they do that? Why would they not have Steph shoot the ball? Why?
Because I think he was double teamed.
Because he was quadruple teamed.
Yep.
Because the opponent also was like, we're not doing that. We're not letting Steph shoot the ball. Anybody else. And that's exactly what they're doing to Jimmy. And I don't think Jimmy looks at defenses like that and thinks, I'm going to shoot it anyway. Because it's a bad basketball play.
Well, a worse basketball play is to give it to somebody who is ice cold, 4 for 24.
This was out there.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? What would you have him do?
Shoot the ball. Like, take the mid-range. And if you watched last game, and I know you did, there were so many opportunities where he gets to the foul line, and instead of just going right up, he stops and he's pump faking, and Pods is doing the same. They're not playing with the aggressiveness that I'm looking for from Jimmy Butler. So, you know what? Go out tonight and go 9 for 30 in a loss, and I won't criticize that. But if you go 5 for 9 in a loss, that to me is not what I'm looking for.
His goal is not to shoot 25. His goal is to win the game.
Sure, so, but like, you're not winning the game.
I don't know if you're winning it your way either. Like, that doesn't sound good. Like, go out there and force shots up against Gobert and McDaniels. I would actually rather take my chances with maybe Pods or Moody will find it. Like, maybe they'll hit a cup. Maybe they'll actually see the ball go through the hoop tonight. They've done it before. Maybe they will again tonight.
It's possible.
I'd rather take that than play 1-on-4 basketball on the offensive end with a 35-year-old with a sore butt.
Well, game three, he shot 26 times, and that's the closest they've been since Steph went out. They lost by 5, and he shot 26 times.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you in theory, but I don't think you should just go in. I don't think you can predetermine that, I guess, is what I'm saying. That has to be there. I don't know if it's going to be there. If it's not there, I don't want him to just get his shot blocked rather than an open three from a cold player. Wouldn't you agree with that?
It depends on who the cold player is, because right now you've got 3 or 4 guys who I'd rather not ever see shoot again.
All right, we're going to get to some calls in a little bit. Be patient, because Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard is going to jump in here as well. As you probably heard today on the Morning Roast, and if you haven't, we'll be the ones to break it to you, but we're very excited to announce that 95.7 The Game and Odyssey have partnered with the Golden State Valkyries on a multi-year deal to broadcast their game starting this Friday. That is their first Chase Center game. Valkyries and Sparks, 7 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to the games right here on 95.7 The Game and the Odyssey app. In fact, on the app, the Valkyries will have their own custom channel. So if you haven't downloaded that app yet, the Odyssey app, do it now. Search Valkyries, and then you can check in on and listen to every game. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones on the call, and they're great throughout the entire season. We're also sponsored by Chilton Auto Body. This is Weather.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And Dibs.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Last game as a Warrior?
Better enjoy that rejoin now. Let's play that a few more times today because, yes.
Are you calling that?
Yes.
Last game as a Warrior?
Lock it up. Kukush. They lose by 20 and he won't be a Warrior again.
Oh, that's fun.
If you're going to ask me questions, no, I'm going to give you answers.
That's fine. I didn't say that it was wrong. I said, oh, that's fine.
That's the answer.
It was a sarcastic quip,
yeah.
That's a part of me.
No doubt. I feel bad that that's how I feel, and I hope I'm wrong on both counts.
It will live on just like this one.
This is James Wiseman.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, this is Lindy Waters. Do you have any of those in there?
Don't we have some DeAnthony Meltons in there or something
Guten Tag,
like that?
This is Dennis Schroeder.
Let's see here.
Dub Nation is DeAnthony Melton.
Yeah!
Okay.
I'm in.
Guten Tag, it's Dennis Schroeder.
Also this one?
Dub Nation, it's Kyle Anderson.
Okay.
Oh, he thought your picks stink.
He did.
I remember that one.
What about this one?
Dub Nation, it's Andrew Wiggins.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gone too soon.
Tim Calcone doesn't want to sit and listen to this. Let's talk to Tim, and then we can get back to all the stupid stuff and take some calls and everything at 888-957-9570. But let's go out to the River Islands guest line. Tim Calcone, SF Standard, and, of course, the TK Show, which is part of the Odyssey family, and the Warriors Plus Minus Pod with Slates and Marcus Thompson, insiders like no other. Good afternoon, Tim. How are you? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing fine, guys. I'll tell you what, if I was a player, I would never, ever record a station promo.
Why not? Why?
They live on forever, and they just get played, and something bad happens, and there you are. You pop up on the radio and get made fun of. I would never do it.
Well,
I thought this for years. I would never, ever do it.
We were hoping to get a, hi, this is Tim Kawakami. Yeah.
Well, I don't see. I could be made fun of. That's okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, so here we go.
I'm not out there playing basketball, so I've thought this for you. Like, why would you ever do it when you know that will come up over and over and over again? But that's just me.
All right, so at the end of the interview, when I count you down, Tim, go ahead and give us your liner, okay?
Yeah, TK.
I'll go ahead and do it. Yeah,
okay,
all right.
Nice.
All right.
You want to do it now or you want to do it at the end?
I'll save it. Let's
okay,
it next
let's
time
save it for the end. All right. No, I'm excited about this. All right. Hey, well, I mean, just since we're here, and this was kind of the accidental conversation when you popped on, but is there any chance Jonathan Kuminga is a Warrior beyond this year?
Well, I always say this on the social media. There is a chance of anything happening at any time. I would say it's towards the unlikelier side of that. You never know. The owner really likes him. I think everybody knows that. But the owner, Joe Lacob, has loved a lot of players before, and sometimes they go and sometimes they don't. Just the contract situation, I think, is the one that really makes it hard to see that he's – again, there's a path to it. If he doesn't get a great offer, he's a restricted free agent. There is a path to the Warriors signing him maybe to a shorter-term deal for – less than huge money, but it would take him way into the tax. It would take him past the first apron, all these things that we know. Hard to see it for a player that Steve Kerr, kind of plays only out of emergency, which certainly has been without Steph Curry. It's tough. Again, if so, you know, these games that we've seen from him, he's scored points. Like, he's done stuff when he's out there. I think things that many of us suspected that he could do, it just didn't fit, you know, the whole Jimmy Butler era, and I understood that. But that's probably got a team or two that's got some money to spend interested. I think, you know, that's the way that is the likeliest, is that there's a team out there willing to pay him $28 million a year, whatever it is. I don't think the Warriors are going to do that. Maybe they can figure out a sign and trade. Maybe they can put him, you know, when big stuff happens, a Giannis trade or whatever, you can jump in there, right? We've seen it. We've seen the Utah Jazz do it multiple times. Like, we'll jump in here. We'll add a piece. We'll get pieces back. Just because so many picks and so many big names might be on the move, I can see Kuminga be kind of being plopped into that. That's the likeliest. There is a chance he's with the Warriors next season. I don't know that it would be a long-term thing where he's on them forever, but likeliest is that he will be gone on another team in the offseason.
What do you think about the notion of him not fitting against the backdrop of what we've seen over the last few games of, you know, him actually looking like he now kind of fits with Jimmy and Draymond?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, I think there's a way to do this, but again, probably not at $28, $30 million. You know, you go back, you know, if they had tried this for, you know, from the beginning of the Butler thing and just kept going with it, you know, you could probably see more of a chance, but coach has made a decision that he doesn't really fit. And if he had another year on his contract and you kind of play it out and he's not costing $28 to $30 million, then I could see it, but he's going to cost a lot of money. And they're at a salary point where they can't really just throw money at what they hope somebody is or what they think he might be able to do, you know, in a situation Steve Kerr doesn't really believe fits. Hard to see it. I'm a Kuminga guy. I keep saying, I mean, I'm going to report it the way I see it, and he doesn't fit what Steve Kerr's vision for this team is, and he certainly wasn't a big part of when they went 24-8, or whatever, 23-8, whatever it was to finish the regular season. Maybe you include the play-ins, 24-8. But the money is the problem. Like, can they do something better with that money? Can they figure out what else to do with $25 million or whatever it's going to be? And that, again, that's going to take them into this whole apron stuff, and that's really hurts a team. Just get in there and stay in there unless you have a championship-level roster. I don't know that they think they have that if you include Kuminga at that money. Can you do something better? Is there a better way out of this? And I think they're going to decide that there is a better way out of it, a better way to use that kind of money. Again, at $7 million, at $8 million, I could see it. It's not going to be $7 or $8 million. It's going to be $28, $29, $30. And that will be a hard way to process how he fits in with Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry. The coach has just decided that he doesn't really, and the coach is pretty influential, very influential about who plays. I think the veterans generally agree with him, so it's going to be hard to see that.
Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, TK Pod, Warriors Plus Minus Pod, and right now on Willard and Dibbs here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, I want to try to bring it back a little bit more to present and tonight, but there's two role players who I think have spent the majority, not all, but the majority of the year sort of being praised for the spots that they found. Brandon Pajemski and Moses Moody. And now here we are where, like, the feeling around them is rather negative. What does the organization currently feel about those two players?
Pajemski is kind of a made man with this team. Maybe you can argue why, but they really like him. They understand that the shot sometimes comes and sometimes goes, and it certainly has gone during the playoffs. Like, there's no debate about that. He doesn't look confident doing it. He's putting up those flip shots that aren't going in. There are issues with that, but he does other stuff. I mean, again, fans get really mad about it. He's had 2 8-rebound games in this series. He's not a huge negative player. He isn't doing the things that help win the games. There's no question about that. He's going to play. Like, he's tough, not the greatest, you know, on-ball defender, but he's not terrible. He's really good on the help side, 4 steals last game. Like, he's going to play. Now, should he play 40 minutes? Maybe not, but he's going to play on this team, and they're just hoping he hits shots. Like, he's going to get the options. He's going to get the chance. He's just going to have to hit shots. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Moody, you know, he's been out of the rotation for a little while here. He's really suffered without Steph Curry out there. There's no question about that. They probably got too many players who are dependent on having Steph Curry out there or Jimmy Butler kind of hand deliver them open shots. This is what they built. I don't think they, I don't think they're sitting there saying, we have an ideal roster. This is perfect. Never change it. I think they understand that they've got to get some more versatile offensive players. This is the group they've got. They've made the best of it. I would say a road game seven victory against a 2 seed kind of justifies some of that. But then Steph gets hurt, and then you just have too many, players who just can't adapt to a different kind of game. That happens sometimes. You do need some better players on, as your fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh best players. You mentioned Melton. Melton would have been incredible on this roster.
Yeah.
He just got hurt, and, then they moved, they moved it for a couple pieces, and that ends up with Jimmy Butler. Like, you can't just say they should have just kept Melton. But that kind of player, a little bit more of a, freelance player, a little bit more of a guy who can get his own shot. You can't always have the ideal roster, though. They've done a lot just since February. Clear. Like, we know where they were in February. They were not good. They get Jimmy Butler. They get themselves into the playoffs. They win a series. Then Steph gets hurt. Because they were looking really good in game one, by the way. Steph mentioned himself. That's what I was thinking. My God, he's playing like this. They're winning on the road. They just came off of game seven. They should be exhausted. And they beat Minnesota in game one with Steph missing most of that game. Maybe it's wrong to kind of siphon that out and say that they would have won the series if Steph had remained healthy. I think they would have. Especially if they would have won, win game one. Who knows? Maybe they would have lost it. I think they would have won. They have a shot tonight to extend this. But they've got some players who only fit certain circumstances. They know it. I don't think there's any fantasizing that they've got players who fit all purposes. They might have to do some changes. But, yeah, I think Pozemski, Moody, Hield, they got to hit shots in this game. Right? They got to hit shots in this playoff. They have to. And if they don't, they're going to lose. And they're probably going to lose tonight. If those guys, I think Moody's going to get in the rotation today. I do think that. I think maybe like a Guy Santos, maybe a Pat Spencer. Maybe you're going to see a little more extended guys, a little more extended rotation. But it still comes down to the guys that you're counting on to have shots. And they're going to get them, and they got to make them. They're not easy. I realize that. But those are the guys. And Pozemski is the guy that they're really baked into the future. This guy's going to be part of it. Now, Moody, too. They signed him to an extension, but we saw him drop out of rotation, and, he earned it. He really, really was shaky with a shot. Sometimes that just happens, and then you bring him back next year, and you hope this is a lesson for him, and he gets through it next year. There's just – they've got some pieces that work really, really in specific situations. I don't think anyone in the organization is claiming anything else, and that situation just got broke a little bit when Steph went down. They're going to have to try to adapt tonight, see what they can come up with. And then if they can save the season, then you've probably got Steph coming back for 6 and 7. If you lose tonight, then you see what you can do and try to kind of create a more versatile roster going into next season.
Tim Kawakami from the SF Standard here on 95.7 The Game. How would you assess Jimmy Butler's play over the course of these playoffs, Tim?
I mean, he's been really, really good for a while. Was not great the last few games, but, a lot of responsibility on his back. I think he's capable of some really big games. We've certainly seen that. He's capable of not big games. I mean, he was sick the last game. They say he's healthy now. It's a lot to put on him. He's not a dunker. He's not a guy who, is a great three-point shooter. There's some things that he's not going to do, and he's 35 now, but he does a ton of stuff. He's just a useful player to do a lot of different things. He's playing really good defense. He scraps against bigger players. He's a really good player. Is he a guy that just says, okay, I'm going to take you to the finals like he did 2 years ago with Miami? Maybe, maybe not. It's tough. I think he's having some issues against Minnesota's length. It's similar to Oklahoma City series in 2016 when Draymond really struggled against a ton of length. Draymond is having trouble scoring too against Minnesota's length. It just happens sometimes when you go against a tough matchup defensively. But I think Butler's a really good player. I think he's been better and certainly a better kind of fit in that locker room than I thought he was going to be. I mean, they traded for him when he was under his second suspension from Miami. We know what he's done in previous teams. There was some amount of, you know, uncertainty even within the organization, not Mike Dunleavy, not Joe Lacob, but some other parts of the organization about how this would fit. This is really what we want to do. He's fit. Like, he's fit. They've paid him. That's how, why he's fit. But it's been worth it. And we'll see how, you know, maybe he's going to want an extension next year. Who knows with him? But he's been a really, really solid player. They've absolutely needed it. And he's better than Andrew Wiggins. And that's exactly what they needed. That's the personality they needed. Maybe he comes up with a 40 spot tonight. I don't know. But they would be a lot worse if they didn't have Jimmy Butler. And they'd be a lot worse next season. I keep saying that. Like, next season still counts, too. And he's signed for two more years. Steph's signed for two more years. Like, there are a lot of reasons to say, okay, what they had this year is possibly part of what they're going to have next season with some tinkering. But I think Steph's still going to be good, and I think Butler's still going to be good. And I think Butler's been everything they could have wanted out of him, and probably a little bit more.
Tim, I think you might have just answered it, but this is really what I wanted to ask you today. Of all the things we've gone over, if they were to lose tonight, how would the organization process that? In other words, would they say, hey, tough luck, Steph got hurt, we feel like we can run this back? Or would a second round out suggest to them that what they've done is still not good enough and bigger changes are needed?
There's some changes that are going to be. And I think they would have thought that, you know, even if they get through the Western Conference, they would have thought that. They just got Butler in February. Like, so I just can't see saying we had 30 games with Jimmy Butler and didn't work, so let's blow it up. That's silly. You know, that wasn't a 30-game trade. That was a two years plus 30-game trade. Now he's getting older. Steph's getting older. Draymond, I understand all that. But I think you go on what you did once you got Butler, and that was pretty special. And the Game 7 win in Houston maybe confirms that. Is this a championship team? I don't know. What is a championship team right now? You know, Oklahoma City was by far the class of the league all season. They don't look great. Boston about to go out. Cleveland out. You know, I don't know that you can go, we need a perfect roster. They had a perfect roster. That was when they had Andre Iguodala, Kevin Durant, et cetera, and like, that's hard to do. It's basically impossible to do, except for that one time they had it. They could use some more versatile players like we've been talking about. Again, there's no mystery to that. And Mike Dunleavy is not going around saying, I built a perfect roster, this is great. They are not saying that. They could use other kinds of scorers. They could use a different way to win other than just Steph, just Jimmy, everyone just kind of give us a little bit. They could definitely use that. But they're so much better than they were, you know, in January. There's just no question about him. So you build from that. You get better from that, not say, okay, that didn't work, time to blow it up. Well, if they could blow it up and get Giannis and put him next to Steph, yes,
right,
they would do that. So would every team. But I don't know that they have the arsenal to be able to put that kind of package together. But there's other things they could explore, other kinds of players. Melton, again, that kind of player. I don't know how many DeAnthony Meltons, there are out there, but they will be looking into that kind of player. It would have made a huge difference in this series, I believe. Or Pajemski turns into that kind of player, although, I mean, I don't know if they can really think that. Listen, they got Melton, Hield, and Anderson last year. You know, they just, boom, there they are. That was mostly through the Klay Thompson salary, but there's ways to try to turn a roster around and add players like that. There are always players like that available. You just got to pick the right ones. Sometimes you pick the right ones, and sometimes you don't. But I don't think this is a redo around Steph one more time. I think this is much more of a, okay, we had a good thing going. We're way better than we were in January. A couple things needed to be added, and they have some things. They have some draft picks they can trade. They have some contracts they can trade. They have Kuminga. I think there's some amount of like, hey, we got better, but also the knowledge. And certainly, again, it won't be just because they lost the series. It'll be because they are realistic about what they have. Let's get a little bit better and maybe a lot better on the margins. And that means, you know, players 4, 5, 6, that kind of thing.
Tim, real quick, your sense on the emotional resolve currently of this team. Like, what kind of effort do you expect tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't around. I'm not in Minneapolis, so I wasn't around shooting around, you know, but I've been around them. They were really confident going the last two games, I'll put it that way. They really felt that they could, win one of those two games and get it to Steph in game six. They felt that. Did not happen. I think they're very disappointed in the last game. That was not a competitive effort in the third quarter. I think there was a little bit of a frustration or, you know, just like what happened there. It's a little different than it was the game before or the game before. But I think at some point, like if they can get some shots down, it will flip back to the more confident side. I think Draymond Green is never a person who feels like they can't win one. Jimmy Butler the same way. It's going to be tough in Minnesota. It's going to be tough with that team. Anthony Edwards can always go for 11. It's, you know, like 11-0 run, Anthony Edwards. I think they felt a little demoralized by that. Like every time they felt like they had an inroad to win that game, Anthony Edwards went right back in their face. You know, that shot at the end of the half was the definition of that. But they feel like can win a game, you know, but it's less than they felt going into the two home games, I'll put it that way. They felt really good going those two games, really good. That turned out to be wrong. You never want them to not be confident. You certainly are saying that, you know, they shouldn't be saying, oh, we think we're going to lose these two games. But they felt like they could grab one of these games and get it to Steph. That was really part of their mindset, and it didn't happen. If that means, you know, they get down 13-3 in this game like they did in game two to start, could be a really bad game. They're going to have to feel some confidence early, make some shots early, and then see if that place gets tense. Like, you know, that was the thinking game seven in Houston. Of course, they had Steph, but like, let's see what this arena feels like if we get a lead. Let's see if there's some tension. Let's see if they go, oh, wait a minute now, we got Steph coming for game six. This isn't good. That's the mood they want to create. Again, it's easier to do that when you have Steph, but I'd say they're a little shaken by that third quarter. That they did not expect. They did not think that third quarter was going to happen. It happened. You have to deal with it. I think you're going to see some new faces in this rotation. Not a ton, but like I said, you know, Moody, Spencer, maybe, you know, and Santos, just to try to get some energy going. I don't know that you have those are three guys that are going to save your season, but I think they're going to try some stuff, and let's see if Buddy Hill makes some shots, see if Pyshemski makes some shots. Let's see what Kaminga can do. Let's see if Jimmy Butler's got something, you know, playoff Jimmy, you know, emerges again. But it's not quite like it was for the two other games. I will note that. They were feeling very strong then, and I definitely have to be a little shaken now.
Huh. Interesting stuff. Tim, great stuff. Great to have you as always. Thank you for doing it, and we look forward to getting our calendars together so that we can record all kinds of of promotions with you.
You line it up, you got it.
All right, there nice, it is. Tim. It's yep. on tape. Thanks, Tim.
See you guys.
All right, there he goes. TK Pod, Warriors plus minus, the TK Pod part of the Odyssey family, so you can find that on all of the Odyssey platforms, and then obviously his work on the SF Standard as well. Warriors were very, very confident. Here's like Cliff's notes. Warriors were feeling confident, not like positive, but confident in games three and four. Did not work out. He also insinuates that, yes, if they win tonight, Steph will play Sunday. Now, I don't know if he fully knows that. He knows that better than we do.
Right.
And the statement the Warriors released today pretty much said what you and I guessed yesterday it would say. Steph is progressing nicely. Light on-court activities are now a go. But the next reevaluation is Saturday. So that's the day before the potential of game six. He sort of sounds like the Warriors are planning on having him play if they can get there.
Yeah, and if he can go through the next whatever days and not have any setbacks and continue to progress. So if he's starting with light on-court activity today or yesterday, then yeah. You get up and hopefully he gets no setbacks and you ramp up to Saturday and you see how he's doing. And if you have a game six, then yeah, you give it a go.
Warrior Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. All right, it's out to the phones until Warriors Live. So 888-957-9570. Mike Gordon, you're going to lead us off. This is Willard and Dip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Kawakami, who is dialed in.
Yep.
Said new wrinkles tonight.
Wrinkles?
Who could they be? I mean, and do any of them excite you? That's the other thing. You know what I mean? When you're like, ooh, they're going to try some new people. Pat Spencer.
Pat and Gee.
And I know. I really try. I don't want to sound like I'm, I don't know if critical is the right word, disrespectful to Pat Spencer. I love Pat for who he is.
Don't be disrespectful.
I do. I love Pat for who he is. I just don't necessarily feel a whole lot of optimism about him being someone else. It felt like at the beginning of the week, a lot of people went on a little boat ride to the Pat Spencer is maybe someone other than who he is, Ville. It's like, oh, just take it easy. I love the story. I love the energy. I love the lack of fear. I love all the things. If there's a reliance on Pat Spencer, okay. Okay. I that feels problematic to me.
It does. And the way Tim laid it out is how I think they're going to look at it tonight, which is they're going to try everything. And they're going to throw Gee and Pat out there at some point for 3 or 4 minutes and see if they've got something going tonight. Because right now, what you've had in the series has not really been working. You haven't had a lot of consistent play from almost anybody. So, yeah, you might as well throw out Quentin for 3 or 4 minutes.
Probably.
And see if he can hit a couple threes and throw out Pat. And you give Gee a little bit of run. And you do whatever you can do to try to buy 4 minutes from somebody that might actually be productive.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Okay, let's go to the phones, okay? 888-957-9570, because we're talking about all guests, but all guests now the rest of the way are you. That's it. Warriors Live starts in about 100 minutes. We're about 100 minutes away from Warriors Live, and we're damn well hoping that this is not the last Warriors Live of the year, but it might be. We have to face that fact. It might be. Let's talk it out, and what we've been talking about largely up until Tim Kawakami is kind of the way you view the Warriors without Steph. And I listen, I get it. We're in the middle of an emotional moment as fans in wanting the team to go out there and you know, win one for the Gipper and all of the, you know, all of the romantic things we do with sports. I have had, admittedly, a hard time over the last week of sort of being involved as a Warrior fan, as a member of the media, listening to what I'm hearing people say, which is kind of start coming down the road of players who are being asked to do more than what they're normally asked to do. Doesn't mean they shouldn't try, doesn't mean they shouldn't be professional, but I have a hard time listening to so many Warriors get ripped for not turning into 15-point-per-game players when we know damn well they're not 15-point-per-game players. So let's talk it out and see where all you are at. Mike and Hayward on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Mike, what's up?
I think you guys are right on. Tim did a really good analysis of the team. I agree with him totally. I think that if you look at everything that Steph Curry does, you see how great he is because he also has all those qualities that the rest of them as a team cannot provide at the same time. So every little thing that he does has to be brought out in somebody else. So and then they're not used to that, right? And so it gets a little difficult if everything depends on the spacing, the shooting, the passing, the offense they run, the matches they run. It's all based on Steph Curry's floor. So now Steph Curry's not on the floor, and Tim's right. So if they don't have a point guard like Melvin, the guy they got from Philadelphia, who I think would have stayed healthy, would have been really, really good for Steph. But they had to rebuild a couple of times during the season, right? Really can't blame the team. I think they've done an outstanding job, the ownership and coaching, this year. Because, I mean, look what all they had to go through. You know, I mean, in Minnesota, they had hardly no injuries, right? So, I mean, I don't think they're a better team. They're a better team now. I don't think we're a better team with Steph and all the things that he brings. Even Ant-Man, he don't bring a lot of stuff to him, but individual play. He really don't bring a lot that much more than Steph does. So, you know, so you really talk about the greatness of Steph Curry, what he does, impact he has on all the other players and the team. So now everybody gets to see. So now you know, you kind of can look at and kind of see, well, what do we need next year? Well, I think Kuminga's got to go because they got to get a big man that can, you know, protect the paint and block shots. And Draymond's Green role as a trade, they can't use him as they use him. He can't shoot. So, you know, so and it's Brzezinski, the guys are doing the best they can. Like I said, there are third-string players that have come out of good games and able to get motivated by Curry and Butler, the motivation factor, and the spacing and the open shots they've been getting with those guys out there. That's why they can't possibly win this series and win three games straight. I mean, they could maybe win one, but come on, the Brewers fans are the most ungrateful people I ever heard in my life. They never know, you know, they are so spoiled about, Steph Curry is spoiled the whole Bay Area about his play and impact. No other player has had that much impact in years.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah. Ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mike, obviously you go back long enough to remember all the lean years. And yeah, Warrior fans who have not been around long enough, or maybe those are some who have short memories, but what you've gotten over the last 10 or 11 or 12 years has been beyond special. It's been better than almost any other franchise in basketball.
Yeah, no doubt. And all I'm asking for is view the players, and if you want to throw in the coaches, the executives, view them through the same lens that you used when Steph Curry was playing, because that's who they were. That's who they were built to be. Like, I think maybe one of the most under-discussed things, which is what Steiny brought up on the crossover, is not even just, it's not just, oh, the Warriors are playing without Steph, And then we all go to the numbers and we go, oh, well, this is what they've done without Steph through the years and through the entire year. None of it matters. None of it matters prior to Jimmy Butler. They built themselves on the fly in the first week of February. They played amazing basketball, but they have done that without Steph very little, which means no continuity and no evidence really that they can even do that well. I'm trying to remember since Jimmy, you know, I brought up the one where they beat Giannis and the Bucks. Outside of that, have they won any other games without Steph Curry since Jimmy arrived? Like, this group, they don't even know who the hell they are. Listen to this. They're facing elimination tonight. Tim Kawakami comes on. Yeah, we're going to just try. We're going to a bunch of other stuff.
Yep.
How about you?
They don't even
know who the hell they are. So that is beyond a difficult assignment tonight. Gordon in Atlanta. Hi, Gordon. Thank you for calling. What's up?
What's up? I do agree with y'all. They don't know who they are. They sometimes on the court, they be looking scared, frustrated. Like, they don't know what's going on. My opinion for tonight, I just want to see, can they put in, like, Quentin Post, like, on the defensive side, just so Rudy Gobert, is it a way we can get him out the paint? Because he ain't doing nothing but standing in the paint and moving. They make our shots a little easier, because I've been questioning Pies, like, why is Pies shooting a floater over Rudy Gobert? Like, I just want to see better shot selection, more space. That's why I feel like they should bring Post in, see can they get a little bit more space, get a couple of open threes. I want them to play DeSanto tonight because the guy knows he put his body on the line to get a rebound. I like that. That's my type of player. I love that. And Pat Spencer, I would like to see him on the court too. I think game one, if I'm not mistaken, I don't got the stats, but did he give us like 9 or 11 points? Just see where he got for a few minutes. But I just want to put that opinion out. I just wanted to see what the chat think about us playing Quentin Post to see can we get more spacing to put out, to get Rudy Gobert out the paint and see can we get easier, more tools.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, it's a good idea. It's possible. But if you're Minnesota, then you probably don't even put Gobert on Quentin Post. You put somebody else on him. And Quentin Post is not going to hurt you down low. And if I'm Minnesota, I'd probably even go to some zone if that's going to be the case, because you're going to keep Rudy Gobert close to the basket at every possible chance you can if you're Minnesota.
No, but I understand where he's coming from in terms of spacing. The spacing right now is the issue. You know, you start like asking, well, why is Brandon Pajemski shooting floaters? Why is this guy shooting that shot? Because shots are really hard to find because the spacing is all messed up because Steph's not there and there hasn't been too many other guys who have been able to knock down open threes, and Post can do that. If you want Post on the floor, to me, there's one thing and one thing only you got to look at. Can he not be a turnstile on the other end?
And he has been.
Can you not just completely just fall off the map on the other end of the floor? If you can kind of guard someone, if you can stop fouling, if you cannot be a turnstile, then there's probably room for him on the court. And if he could knock down a couple of threes, I do think it would change the structure on the offensive side of the ball.
A little bit. And, you know, defensively, like you said, that's the one thing that he has been unable to do in this series, which is why he's been mostly unplayable, is he's just getting blown by and the matchups don't really work for him. And Quentin Post, even if he's in there going up against Naz Reid, that's a tough cover hit for him as well. And
for sure,
Pat Spencer, 10 minutes in game one, he did get in there and get 4 points, so he's a guy who might get another look again tonight.
Let's go to Glenn in Oakland next. Hi, Glenn. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good. Thanks, Willard and Dibs. You guys sound great. Hey, I got a little hope for Warrior fans. You guys remember the Houston game? Houston was down 3-1. They had two huge efforts to get back into series. Okay, two huge efforts a team can do. But Minnesota has put out two huge efforts. I don't think they can do it the third game. It takes a lot. That gives – I think they're tired. I think the Warriors can take them tonight.
Glenn, thanks. I mean, it's certainly possible, but, you know, you look at the Houston thing. I think it's very important to bring up one more situation about we sort of act sometimes like all 3-1 deficits are built the same.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not. Houston had game 5 in their building.
Exactly.
The energy that comes from that, what happens for a young team especially, from the fans, the juice. You all saw the way that game started, and it was just over. It was over immediately. The Warriors don't have that tonight. Instead, they're going up against an arena that thinks that they've all bought tickets to see a funeral. Like they are going to be so excited to knock Draymond Green out of the playoffs. And so you gotta navigate that, and it's not easy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.